You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. I am rejoined by my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me.
All right, we want to welcome, we have special guests in the studio today. We have Krista Staub and Amy May from Keller Williams. You guys are both from the Southwest office of Keller Williams, right?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, so we have Krista and Amy, and you guys are here to talk about a special event you guys are having, because this kind of combines the real estate with open houses and a great charity. So that's why we thought it was worth the time to actually have you guys on to talk about this. So, and it's called Paint the Town Red. Is that
yes,
the name of the event?
Yes, that is correct.
Yes.
All right, so give us a quick explanation of what is the event.
Well, on November 20th from 1 to 4, we will be painting the town red. And what that means is we're hosting over 50 open houses throughout the St. Louis area. The homes will range in the 100,000s to the 500,000s. And not just in the Southwest area, we'll be in Florissant, St. Charles, Afton, Kirkwood, Webster Groves, Chesterfield, all over. So anyone in the listing area, there's probably a home nearby.
Excellent. So a couple things, I guess. One is this list of homes, because there's too many to really name when you're talking about more than 50 open houses that are going to be going on all in one day. If you want to see the list of this, definitely link to it. If you visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com and look for the Keller Williams Paint the Town Red, we'll make sure there's a link on there so you can see the actual list of them, so you can see the one in your neighborhood, because they're all over the place. You're talking about North County and Florissant, all the way out to St. Charles County, and South County. There are a lot of them, Webster Groves, Kirkwood, all over in those areas. So wherever you are, there's going to be an open house pretty close to you at this event.
Right. To slow down a little bit, so Krista, tell us what a person, if they want to come to the open house, what could they bring to help the Feed My People?
Well, yeah, so talk about it, and what is the charity part of this that you guys are combining with the open house?
Okay, so we are combining Feed My People and collecting canned goods at each open house. So if you just show up at an open house that has Keller Williams, you will be able to drop off your canned goods to help support Feed My People. Each house will have 20 signs, directional arrows, pointing to the house, so you will be able to find a house anywhere, and it makes it very easy with that exposure by the open house, by the signs being out there.
That's good.
So the directional signs and the classic red, paint the town red. We're going to see the Keller Williams red is going to be all over St. Louis on November 20th from 1 to 4 o'clock. Is that correct?
Yes. And you'll see a lot of balloons, too.
I like it. So let's talk a little bit about Feed My People and what Feed My People is, because I think most people in St. Louis have probably heard of it because it's been around since 1982.
Right. The DeGuires created it in 1982.
Well, and I was amazed to see that they provide nearly $4 million worth of food and assistance every year in the St. Louis area. That's that's a lot.
Yes, it is.
From a small grassroots organization. And aren't they almost completely supported by donations from schools, churches, individuals? That they really are not, there's not a bunch of money that's going to be going into somebody's pocket that runs the organization.
Yeah, that is correct.
Yeah, that's, I like the choice of charities whenever you guys said that that's it. So if they bring, so they bring a can of food to any one of the 50 open houses during Paint the Town Red, and they don't have to have that to get in. However, that's really kind of the purpose of getting this word out, is we really want to have a major food drive, because as winter's coming, that's the time when people need it.
Right, and we look at it as bring as many cans as you would like, because we at Keller Williams, we like to give back to our community. We do an event that's called Red Day, and that's in May, and we give back to our community. And this is just another way for us to give back to the community through the holiday season.
I love the purpose of that, because you guys have KW Cares, so Keller Williams Cares, and then Southwest Cares from your office is the charitable organization. And you guys just make it part of what you do as an organization.
Oh, yes. That's part of our business.
When you mentioned even there's another event coming up, too, for real estate agents, because we have a lot of realtors that listen to the show. Thursday, November 17th, you guys call it Third Thursday. Is it Helen Fitzgerald's?
Yes, correct.
And you can bring canned food there. And that one's mainly for real estate agents. But if you're somebody else that wants to drop food off that night, can they show up at Helen Fitzgerald's and do it?
Oh, definitely.
All right. So that's Thursday, November 17th, Third Thursday is at Helen Fitzgerald's.
Right. And you can find a link on Facebook. to third Thursdays.
Okay. That's definitely good to know. And we're going to make sure there's a link on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com. We're going to have links to you guys' Facebook page and your Twitter account that's going to have advertisements for both of these where they can download the complete list of all the different open houses that are out there. You guys also have a local home inspector, Eric Falstich, right?
Correct.
If you have anybody who brings a can with them, he's going to give them $1 off of their home inspection.
That is correct.
So somebody that brings 50 cans, then they're going to get $50 off their home inspection.
Exactly.
That is a great offer.
It's a great offer.
Aldi's, here we come, right?
You can buy cans of food for less than $1, mm-hmm. but especially donated ones that sit around. We all buy stuff that mm-hmm. sits in our pantry, and why have it just continue to sit there year after year?
Oh, we don't have anything sitting in our pantry along with all the kids. But I will go somewhere and buy some and drop them off at the next open house.
It's going to be fun. Yeah. I can't wait to do it. We'll have make sure we rendezvous. Let's talk real quick about Keller Williams as an organization, because I remember when Keller Williams came into the St. Louis market, what was it, a little over 15 years ago, they came and hardly anybody had heard of them. It was a company out of Austin, Texas. Now, Keller Williams, when we look at the stats, I pulled the stats just a couple days ago, and four out of the top five real estate offices in St. Louis are four Keller Williams offices.
Yes.
That's astounding.
It's amazing.
I mean, four out of the top five in St. Louis were Keller Williams. That mm-hmm. That shocked me. I've never seen one company that's that dominant. Mm-hmm. What do you attribute that to?
Probably our training and that we offer our agents.
Well, and you guys have training very regularly. And Amy, you actually are a relatively new agent. Why did you choose Keller Williams, and what's the experience been since you came there?
I am. I was actually licensed in July, and one of the reasons that drew me to the company was the training aspect and the culture, and also the, Gary Keller and his millionaire real estate agent mindset. He provides you all the systems and the models, and if you follow them within 5 years, you can be a millionaire real estate agent, and who doesn't want that? And, since I was in production very quickly as a new agent, and all I did was follow the systems and models and live by a calendar. And, thanks to my coach Krista and the support of my team, I'm hanging in there and having a successful first year.
So if somebody's listening right now and they've thought about getting into real estate, they've thought about becoming an agent, what would you say to them?
Most of our classes are open to the public, so I would invite anyone to attend one of our clinics just to get an idea about real estate and how to prepare, a business plan, and come talk to our team leader, and we could give you a great idea of what it's like to be a part of the Keller Williams team.
Well, and Keller Williams is known as a training company, and it received a pretty prestigious award as the top training company in the world, which is pretty impressive. I mean, especially for most real estate agents, because they're independent contractors, mm-hmm. don't want to share a lot of ideas. And typically it's, hey, we'll hold your license for the least amount of money, but you're on your own. Keller Williams isn't that way.
Oh, no. We teach our agents to be successful business owners that also sell real estate. So we teach them from the day they walk in how to lead generate, how to empower their business and create their leads so they have a purposeful business plan, and they are successful for many years.
I like it. What do you mm-hmm. think, Tammy?
I think it's a way to start off your potential real estate career. I think you should do it.
Well, anybody considering it, I mean, it's not that expensive to get a real estate license. And if it's something that you feel passionate about and you're really driven to do, because most people that get into real estate that do well, it seems like they're either a pretty good business person or they have a passion for homes and real estate. That's how Tammy and I are. I mean, we're real estate voyeurs. We love to just drive around and look at properties. We love to go inside of them. I mean, Tammy, you know how obsessed I am with it.
Yes, and you're obsessed.
And you're kind of the same way.
Yes, I look at the flip potential.
Well, and the event you guys are having, Paint the Town Red, with over 50 open houses in one day, great opportunity for the real estate voyeur in you to get out and hit as many of those open houses as possible. Get a bag of canned food and hit quite a few of them and drop off the cans. I like it. So once again, if you want to go to Paint the Town Red. It's going to be Sunday, November 20th from 1 to 4. It's going to be over 50 open houses. Bring a can of food with you, and it's going to be donated to Feed My People. It's going to be a major fundraiser.
To the local food banks.
Right. Great local food bank. All of the money that people donate goes directly to the charity. And in this case, any food that you donate is going to go directly to people that need it. And I love the purpose of that. Anything to add, ladies?
No. If you're looking for a career in real estate, you could give us a call at Keller Williams. And can I give a number?
Yes. Just visit our website. It's one of the easy ones at smartwithyourmoney.com. And then, Krista, if they want to call you directly, what is the best number to call about that?
314-775-2757.
Perfect.
314-775-2757.
Yes.
All right. So if you want to find out more about a career in real estate, call that number right away, and then also visit our website and look for the Paint the Town Red from Keller Williams. Get that link. Get the download of the list of properties and get your bag of food and get out there today. Ladies, thank you very much for taking the time to come in and visit with us.
Thanks for having us.
Coming up, we are going to be giving you the landmines that you must avoid during the loan process to make sure that you proceed to a very smooth closing. You're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.